Hollywood is under siege from an external force. The same Hollywood that sold the American dream is now making nightmares a reality. Many major films appease the Chinese Communist Party to be distributed in China. Join Tiffany Meyer, an investigative reporter, in Hollywood Takeover, brought to you by the Epoch Times, where she reveals how the CCP has infiltrated major studios. For a limited time, watch the first 10 minutes for free on HollywoodTakeover.com/free.
Now I want to turn to Michael Prejean, a senior fellow at the Hudson Institute, former intelligence officer, U.S. Army veteran, and an international security affairs expert. You can follow him on Twitter at MP Prejean. Michael, thank you so much for taking a few moments to talk to us about President Biden's decision to issue a full withdrawal of U.S. troops from Afghanistan. He made his case for doing that yesterday. What I'm interested in is the case for keeping a small force there. What would the objective be, and what are the potential consequences of removing our military presence from that country?
Oh, Ryan, thanks for having me. Well, we know what's going to happen if we leave, and that's always been the argument why we should stay. If we leave, Al-Qaeda reconstitutes. They have a base in which to train from, a base of operations, and a safe space, a safe haven to plan attacks against the international community. But in that, we've also seen ISIS move into Afghanistan, and we now have the Islamic Revolutionary Guard Corps providing lethal aid to the Taliban to kill Americans. I can't make an argument to stay without a strategy to win. We've been there for 20 years, but we've really been there 20 times for 1 year, because every year we change our policy. And I couldn't make the argument to send my son to Afghanistan in uniform, and I'm a veteran of the Afghan war, without a strategy to win.
What would a strategy to win look like?
Well, it's what we failed to do over the last 20 years. We were supposed to build a strong government in Afghanistan, and we were supposed to weaken and degrade and defeat the Taliban. None of those things happened. The Taliban is stronger than it's ever been. The Trump administration made a mistake by believing they could bargain with the Taliban, and they made two asks of the Taliban. Don't kill Americans and denounce your relationship with Al-Qaeda. Well, they haven't been killing Americans, because every year for 20 years, they take a pause in the wintertime and they go to Pakistan and reconstitute. Well, the spring offensive is about to happen, and that's when they start killing Americans. And they haven't denounced their relationship with Al-Qaeda. They maintain it, and they've even increased relationships with Russian intelligence and also Iran's Revolutionary Guard Corps.
Is the Afghan government and the Afghan security forces, are they any stronger and more capable now, 20 years later? And if not, why not?
They are when it comes to their special operations forces. Okay. And they're better when they're partnered with U.S. special operators. Otherwise, no. The people that we've trained, the people that we've sent to Western universities in order to be able to run their governments, they will all be targets of the Taliban. The Taliban has told any Afghan that we've worked with over the last 20 years, one day the Americans will leave and we will still be here. And that's where we are right now. This is not an argument to stay. This is an argument against changing your policy every year for the last 20 years. We've done the same thing in Iraq, and look where we are there. Again, 17 years in Iraq, 1 year at a time, with a different policy.
Why are the Taliban so strong still in that region? Does it come down in part to just the fact that there are a lot of people who live in that region who agree with them?
No, it's not that they agree with them. It's that they're terrified of them. One of the things that the Obama administration did is they announced a surge of forces, and then they told the Taliban when we would end that surge of forces. The Taliban's very patient. Under the Obama administration, they also restricted raids to daytime operations, meaning you couldn't do a raid at night. You had to do it in the daytime, and you had to have an Afghan security official present. So in many cases, as you're moving towards the objective, the Afghan official would recognize the terrain and say, oh, I'm not going in there, and turn around. and therefore you couldn't conduct the operation. So we tied one hand behind our back, we put too much faith in the Taliban, and we continue to use these phrases like, we're going to build institutions to counter whatever, whether it be the Taliban, whether it be Al-Qaeda, whether it be Iran, and instead those institutions become co-opted. We've had numerous green on blue attacks against U.S. forces in Afghanistan. That's basically a Taliban infiltrator that puts on the uniform of an Afghan military person and kills an American. That's where we are. We should leave because we haven't got it right, but we should maintain an intelligence and strike capability where every time we see a camp pop up, we take it out. If we have intel that a high-value target is in the country, we take it out.
Michael Pregent, senior fellow at the Hudson Institute, former intelligence officer, U.S. Army veteran, and international security affairs expert. You can follow him on Twitter at MP Pregent. Michael, thank you so much for your service to this country, and thank you for joining us this morning.
Oh, thanks for having me. I appreciate it.